Have you ever sent a text to your partner and then checked your phone obsessively for the next hour? Or perhaps you've lain awake at 3 a.m. analyzing an offhand comment they made days ago. You're not alone in this mental maze. Relationship overthinking has become an epidemic, with over 73% of adults reporting that it has damaged at least one significant relationship in their lives. This silent relationship killer doesn't just affect romantic partnerships. It seeps into friendships, family bonds, and work relationships, creating problems where none existed and magnifying minor issues into relationship-ending catastrophes. The good news? Understanding the mechanics of overthinking is the first step toward breaking free from its grip and rediscovering authentic connection. Relationship overthinking stems from anxiety, persistent feelings of insecurity and doubt that emerge even when things seem fine. This manifests as wondering about your importance to your partner, questioning compatibility despite a thriving relationship, or overanalyzing ordinary words and actions. Why didn't they hold your hand today? Why keep that old furniture? While sometimes these questions identify real issues, often there are simple explanations, sweaty hands, or attachment to a comfortable sofa. Overthinking creates problems from nothing. A late work night becomes an imagined rendezvous with an ex. These irrational thoughts dominate and resist dismissal, trapping you in a worry cycle that prevents enjoying the present. Whether dining with friends or vacationing, your mind remains fixated on relationship concerns rather than experiencing joy. When trust in the relationship's future is damaged by frequent conflicts or growing distance, uncertainty generates anxiety that's difficult to overcome. You might find yourself walking on eggshells, afraid of triggering the next conflict, a state that eventually transforms into persistent anxiety that becomes your new normal. While relationship damage from overthinking is obvious, the physical consequences often go unnoticed until they become serious. Overthinking triggers physiological responses beyond mere emotional distress. Your body suffers when your mind races. Chronic overthinking maintains elevated stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, helpful for acute stress but harmful when persistent. This hormonal flood affects your cardiovascular system, increasing risks of chest pain and hypertension. Your digestive system suffers too. The anxiety-digestion connection is so established that many gastroenterologists now incorporate stress management into treatment plans for conditions like IBS. Meanwhile, your immune system weakens as chronic anxiety depletes resources needed to fight infections. Overthinking creates a vicious mental cycle. Studies show it reduces problem-solving ability as you become stuck in circular thinking and worst-case scenarios rather than seeking solutions. Even simple choices become overwhelming decisions that drain mental energy. Most damaging is overthinking's impact on self-esteem. Constant self-criticism erodes confidence and feelings of worthiness. This creates a perfect storm for relationship problems. Difficulty asking for help, taking requests personally, developing jealousy and insecurity, and struggling with authenticity. Overthinking takes different forms: rumination about the past or excessive worry about the future. Identifying your pattern is the first step toward freedom. Ruminators replay upsetting situations repeatedly, damaging relationships by preventing you from letting go of partners' minor mistakes, creating emotional distance, or triggering arguments about resolved issues. To break this cycle, distract yourself with engaging activities, take concrete steps to address legitimate problems, question your thoughts' validity, build self-esteem through positive affirmations, meditate, identify triggers, and seek perspective from trusted friends. Future-focused overthinkers create unnecessary present suffering by worrying about potential problems. Start overcoming this by practicing vulnerability in stages. Remember that loving partners accept all sides of you, not just your polished version. Clear communication prevents worry spirals. If your partner breaks a routine, like calling after work, don't silently catastrophize. Simply express that you value their calls. Learning to distinguish your anxious self from your true self provides valuable perspective when catastrophic thoughts arise. Anxiety and overthinking function as partners in a destructive dance. In anxiety disorders, the brain becomes hypervigilant, constantly scanning for threats that feel genuinely real and immediate to the anxious mind. This connection works bidirectionally. Anxiety triggers overthinking, which generates more anxiety in an escalating cycle. Common patterns include obsessing over past conversations, comparing yourself to others, creating scary what-if scenarios, imagining catastrophes, fearing public panic attacks, and cycling through vague, frightening thoughts without resolution. Anxiety from overthinking typically produces either dependency or avoidance. Dependent personalities become nervous about independence and rely excessively on others, while avoidant individuals cope through isolation until emotional expression becomes difficult. Overthinking plants irrational ideas that create deep insecurities despite contrary evidence. The internal narrative becomes so powerful it overshadows reality, manifesting as jealousy driving controlling behaviors, constant approval seeking, self-consciousness that hides your true self, and trust issues from repeatedly imagining unlikely negative scenarios. Our thoughts can shift from merry to gloomy instantly. Consider a first date where excitement turns to insecurity when your date is late. The key to breaking this cycle is developing self-awareness, positioning yourself as an observer of your thoughts rather than being them. Self-aware individuals tend toward optimism, believing they can excel despite circumstances. This awareness helps you recognize emotions before they control you, communicate efficiently, approach challenges positively, evaluate yourself effectively, and make choices with greater confidence. Controlling anxiety requires shifting focus from analyzing the relationship to examining your own feelings within it. By recognizing personal triggers, practicing patience during difficult periods, and avoiding the search for hidden meanings in normal interactions, you can prevent overthinking from damaging your relationship. Enhance self-awareness through meditation, letting your mind wander while contemplating relationship questions without judgment. Write down relationship aims as visible reminders. Identify your personality traits through tests that promote reflection about how you interact with partners. When overthinking, ask yourself why 3 times to uncover root causes beneath surface worries. Overcoming insecurities requires addressing root causes, not just symptoms. Avoid assuming your partner's intentions and recognize that disagreements are normal. Don't project past relationship wounds onto current partners who haven't given you reason to distrust them. Focus on positives rather than perceived flaws. Build self-confidence through personal achievements instead of relying solely on your partner. When distance develops, reconnect through open communication and physical affection. Manage anxiety with meditation, exercise, and proper sleep to prevent overthinking. Dedicate 15 minutes daily for self-reflection, perhaps journaling, to identify patterns and thinking loops that fuel relationship anxiety. Seek constructive feedback rather than constantly questioning your relationship. Outside perspectives often provide clarity that rumination cannot. The goal isn't eliminating all anxiety, but developing a healthier relationship with your thoughts. With practice, you'll recognize overthinking as it begins and respond based on reality rather than fear. Progress will be uneven, with clear days followed by moments when old patterns resurface. Each setback reveals valuable information about your triggers and effective techniques. The reward is a healthier relationship with both your partner and yourself, trusting your instincts, valuing your worth, and approaching love confidently. Breaking free from overthinking creates space for authentic connection, present moment joy, and love that thrives on human imperfection.